The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin on the base says, Omer of Chista, Lo'oi lom yashkim odom le'tzoros Shabbos, she'ne'emar v'hoya v'ayim ha'shishi ve'echinu es esha yoviyu, la'alter. Because the Gemara, the Chista says, that one should always get up early for the chitzoros of Shabbos. We'll see what that means in a minute. And it's learned from the Apostle, V'hoya v'ayim ha'shishi ve'echinu es esha yoviyu, which the Gemara, it says on the sixth day, on Friday, they should prepare that which they have brought. It's talking about the mon. And the Torah says that when you collect the mon on Erev Shabbos, you should bring it and prepare it. From here we learn that there's an inyan to prepare for Shabbos on Friday. So the Gemara la'alter, immediately. There's a diuk, there's an inference from the Gemara that the preparations for Shabbos should be done immediately. What is the diuk from the pasuk? So Rashi explains, "Ve'kinu es ashe yoviu la'alter b'shas havo'o ha'chono v'havo'o v'hashkamehi t'chsiv v'ilak lo'o sorry ba'boike ba'boike." Since the Torah says, "Ve'kinu," they should prepare es ashe yoviu, that which they have brought, in other words, the mon, implies that the preparation of the mon for Shabbos should be done immediately after it was brought. When was it brought and collected from outside? The Torah says, "Ba'ilak do'isa ba'boke ba'boke." It was collected early in the morning. So therefore, says Rashi, the Rav Chisda is medayin from that as soon as they collected the mon in the morning, they began to prepare for Shabbos. From here you see that one is supposed to prepare for Shabbos immediately in the morning of Friday, which is Erev Shabbos. The Beis Yosef brings a Medrash Tanchuma, which the Ran also brings down, which understands the deal from the Pasuk slightly differently. V'hoya v'ayim ha'shishi ve'echinu v'hoya en v'hoya ela miyad. The word v'hoya itself implies immediately. She'ne'emar v'hoya ki kama plishti. So from there we learn the same concept, but from a slightly different inference in the pasuk. V'hoya v'ayim ha'shishi ve'echinu implies as soon as it's morning they should prepare, because v'hoya means miyad. So v'hoya v'ayim ha'shishi, immediately after the sixth day of the week dawns, one should start preparing for Shabbos. So the Prima Godim, according to this second drasha, it's possible that one has to get up even earlier than one usually does, and even before Kriya Shema and Tefillah, one should start preparing for Shabbos. Because the implication of the pasuk is V'hoya, immediately after the dawn breaks, or immediately at the beginning of the day, one should start preparing for Shabbos. That would imply even before Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Whereas according to the reason of Rashi, there's no implication that one has to do the preparation for Shabbos before Kriya Shema and Tefillah. First of all, one says Kriya Shema, then one davens, and then one in the midbar would go out to collect them on, and then immediately start preparing for Shabbos, and so too nowadays. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Nun does not bring down this suggestion of the Prima Godin that one should start preparing for Shabbos even before Kriya Shema and Tefillah. And in the Bir Halacha he explains that he missed it out in the Mishnah Brura because it's very difficult to understand this opinion. Furthermore, he says, the minhag has never been to follow the Prima Godim on this particular din. People do not start preparing for Shabbos before Kriya Shema or before Tefillah. Says the Bir Halacha, apart from anything else, even if we were to say there would be a mitzvah early in the morning to start with the preparation of the Shabbos, and that mitzvah would be a mitzvah min ha-Torah, we would be presented with a situation of two mitzvahs min ha-Torah which applies straight away on Friday morning, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos. And in general, when we have two mitzvahs and we not want to know which one takes precedence, the halacha is Todir v'she'eino todir, todir kodim. The mitzvah which is more frequent takes precedence. And therefore, since Kriyas Shema applies every day, and preparing for Shabbos only applies on Friday, one would have to say Kriyas Shema first before one starts preparing for Shabbos. And therefore, the Prima Gaon's suggestion that the mitzvah here would be to start preparing for Shabbos even before Kriyas Shema is difficult. So then, B'Halacha, I might have suggested, according to the Prima Gaon, that here there's a special din that the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos takes precedence over Kriyas Shema because of the Gzeiras HaKosev, V'Hoya Ayom HaShishi. Then maybe that tells us, when it comes to Friday, even though the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos comes earlier. Says the B'Halacha, even if we were to suggest that, L'Chaira, that wouldn't stand Halacha L'Maisa. And why? Because we know that Shabbos, one of the mitzvahs was given at Morah, even before the Torah was given on Har Sinai. And the Mon was also given before the Matan Torah. And therefore, when it says V'hoya, Bayom HaShishi Ve'ekinu, which is telling you that you have to prepare for Shabbos immediately in the morning, even if we were to understand, like the Medrash Tanchuma does, that it means immediately as soon as it's morning, even before anything else, that wouldn't necessarily mean it comes before Kriyas Shema, because at the time this pasuk was said, there was no mention of Kriyas Shema, because the Torah had not yet been given. Only afterwards the Torah was given. Once the Torah was given later, even though the pasuk said, V'hoya Bayom HaShishi Ve'ekinu, now we have a mention of Kriyas Shema as well, and then the normal rules of Todah V'she'en and Todah Kodem would apply. And therefore, even according to the Mishnah Chumah, the Chorus of the Mishnah Mura nowadays, we would not be expected to prepare for Shabbos before the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. When it comes to the mitzvah of Tefillah, again, one should daven first, and then only afterwards start preparing for Shabbos. But the preparation for Shabbos should begin, according to this halacha, immediately after Tefillah. Says the Mishnah Mura, if you will be in a situation where by the time you finish davening, there will be no shops open, or the stores will have sold out for the things that one needs for Shabbos, then one may even do the preparation for the Shabbos before the Tefillah. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Pei Tes, Sukkot and Lamed Vav, is mashma that even if they are selling after Tefillah, you're still allowed to start preparing for Shabbos before Tefillah. And the reason for this is that one is not allowed to do one's own activities before Tefillah, because Chepzei Shemayim comes first. The first thing one's supposed to do in the morning is daven, and only after that start doing one's own mundane matters. However, preparing for Shabbos is not Chepzei Atzmoy, but is itself Chepzei Shemayim. Since it's a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos, and one's preparing for the Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, therefore, it will be permitted, says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Pei Tes, to start the preparations for Shabbos even before Tefillah, because this is not one doing actions for oneself, but rather one doing actions for Hashem Shemayim, and that will be permitted before Tefillah. What about learning Torah? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun Aleph discusses that. Briefly, the halacha is that if one is Rogil Lilmoid, if one always has a fixed learning session immediately after davening, then one should do that first before one starts preparing for Shabbos. But if not, one should start preparing for Shabbos immediately after davening, even before one starts learning. And to do Shnai Mikra, Lechot Targum, or to learn the Parsha with Rashi, is a type of thing which is fixed and one may do it. Again, this is only if the learning session is fixed for a period of time. If not, the Chazal and the Chashash, the person might carry on learning until it'll be too late to prepare for Shabbos. But if you have a fixed session which ends at a fixed time, then it's perfectly permissible to learn before preparing for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Beis says that it's preferable to prepare on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos rather than to prepare the day before on Thursday or on Wednesday. And the reason for this is it's more noticeable that one's getting ready for Shabbos if one does these things on Friday. But obviously, if it's going to be very short Friday, particularly in the winter, in the Northern Hemisphere, then one should start preparing earlier in the week, because otherwise there won't be enough time to do it on Erev Shabbos. But if there is time to do an Erev Shabbos, it's better to do it there on Erev Shabbos. Aruch HaShulchan said, even if there's a Tirchi Yaseira, even if it's going to be a little bit more bothersome, nonetheless, it's better to do the preparation of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos rather than earlier in the week. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a good thing to say the covered Shabbos when one gets one's preparations for Shabbos ready, when one buys things for Shabbos, and one does preparations for Shabbos. And the reason why one should do this to say the covered Shabbos is because Hadibul Poyel Harbay BeKedusha. It has a speech has a big effect in Kedusha, in holiness, and therefore there's an Indian to say the covered Shabbos when you do everything. In fact, there is another reason why one should say the covered Shabbos. The Mechilta, the Rashbi, the Medrash says that part of the mitzvah of Zocher, Yom HaShabbos LeKadshei, to remember the Shabbos day, is to remember it prepared and to remember it by saying the covered Shabbos. So throughout the week, if you're getting ready something for Shabbos, then if you say the covered Shabbos, you're not only in Poel Harbay BeKedusha, but you become a mitzvah of Zocher, Yom HaShabbos LeKadshei. Even if no one has prepared early in the morning for Erev Shabbos, there's an additional mitzvah to prepare towards the end of the day, just before Shabbos comes in. And the Shibbol HaLeket brings a midrash which derives this from the pasuk, which says, V'hoyom Mishneh, which is a remez to the idea that it should be a double preparation for Shabbos. So we have a pasuk which tells us that one should prepare for Shabbos as soon as Friday morning begins. From the pasuk goes, V'hoyom Bayim HaShishi Veichinu. And then we have this other medrash which says there's an Indian just before Shabbos to prepare as well, from the pasuk of Vahoyah Mishneh. There's a famous chazal that there's a machlokes between Shammai and Hillel about how one should prepare for Shabbos during the week. Omar Shammai Azokin, he said about Shammai Azokin that his whole week he was eating the covered Shabbos. How so? If he found a behemah noah, some good piece of meat, he would keep it and say, this is the Shabbos. Later in the week, he would find something nicer, he would keep the nicer thing for Shabbos, and he would eat the one that he'd had put aside earlier. And in this way, he was, so to speak, eating the covered Shabbos, because he was always leaving the best food that he found for Shabbos. But Hillel HaZokin, midah acheres hasabai. Hillel had a different midah. Hillel used to say, Baruch Hashem yom yom yamos lonu l'tzorcheinu. That every day he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for us. Here in the middle of Bitochel, that he was sure that he would be provided for the next day. And therefore, if Hillel found some nice food on Sunday, he wouldn't put it aside for Shabbos, he would eat it and have Bitochel and Hashem, and Hashem would provide something special for Shabbos as well. Many poskim point out that even Hillel, in principle, agrees halacha l'maisa that Shammai's approach is preferable. Hillel himself personally had such bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he would provide for food for Shabbos that he would say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and he would rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hillel agrees that anybody else who's not on such a madrega should act in the way that Shammai did and put aside food for Shabbos throughout the week and not rely on getting something in the last minute for Shabbos. And therefore, Halacha L'maaseh, says the Mishnah Berurah, we are made like Shammai to throughout the week put aside the best things that we find for Shabbos and not wait till Erev Shabbos, because we don't have such a midas habitochen like Hillel did. There's a mitzvah to taste from every tavshil on Erev Shabbos in order to make sure that the food is good and well prepared for Shabbos. The Machzor Vitri, who was the Talmud of Rashi, brings a remez that whoever does this will be zochet arichas yomim, which they in the tefillah call meho chaim zochu. Those who taste the Shabbos will be zochet to life. So the remez here is that even if you, not only if you taste Shabbos on Shabbos, but if you taste the feeling of Shabbos or taste the food literally in this case of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, you'll be zochet arichas yomim. We could be marichas, and nowadays we're not knowing to taste every single tavshil before Shabbos comes in. And the reason is because we rely on the women of the house that they prepare the food correctly and it will be very tasty. Furthermore, the Zoyar is mashma, but the Ikar Inyan of tasting all the food on Shabbos is on the night of Shabbos itself and not on Erev Shabbos. But nonetheless, the minhag is to taste at least one of the foods before Shabbos comes in, the covered Shabbos. When it comes to tasting the food, if it's fleshy, if it's meaty food, then even on Erev Shabbos Chazoin, which is during the 9 days when one doesn't eat meat, Rav Hosna nonetheless postulates that someone who always tastes some meaty food or chicken soup or whatever it should be, Erev Shabbos, is allowed to do so on Erev Shabbos Chazoin, because it's only a small tasting. The Chazal who made the takana not to eat meat during the 9 days was because it brings a certain simcha. But to taste the food Erev Shabbos is not the type of te'ima shel simcha, never will be mutter. Now let's discuss, there's a number of other halachas connected to that, preparing for Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch by himself, and the Gemara says in several places, mitzvah by Yosemi Beshluchay, it's a big mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos, even every single individual should make sure to make some effort to prepare for Shabbos, even if you have many Bnei Habayis, other people in the house, or you perhaps have servants or maids or attendants who can prepare for Shabbos. Nonetheless, it's a mitzvah for every individual to do at least some preparation himself. The Gemara brings stories of various Amoraim, each one who did his own preparation for Shabbos to make sure that he personally was involved in getting ready for Shabbos. But a number of other inyonim connected with the preparations for Shabbos, and they appear in the Shulchan Aruch and the Chaim Siman Reishnun and Reishnun Aleph and various other places. But I want to now just raise one important point which is directly connected to our Gemara. And again, the discussion starts with Rav Chisda saying, "La'olam yashkim odom le'toras Shabbos." It's a Gemara quoting Rav Chisda saying that one should get up early to start the preparations for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. And no one in the Gemara seems to be chaylik on this. There doesn't seem to be a dispute, and therefore, and the Shulchan Aruch indeed brings it down halacha. The Rif does as well, but oddly enough, the Rambam does not mention this halacha in his sefer. And normally the Rambam would quote any halacha which the Gemara says, which is a dovah muskam, which is agreed upon, and which no one disputes. So it's interesting that the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha. And there are a number of approaches to explain why the Rambam didn't bring down this halacha. The Bir Halacha has a very original approach. He quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis. Then the Gemara talks about people who are walking down the road and get damaged by someone else who comes running down the road, who bumps into them. And that halacha is that someone who goes through a shus, someone who acts in the street in a normal manner, is not responsible for damage which is inadvertently caused by him going in the normal manner. However, if he's proceeding in an unnormal manner, for example, he's running in a place where people don't run, and he bumps into somebody and breaks something, then he is responsible for paying for any damage that he did. Anyone who goes shaloi b'rishus in the Rishus HaRabim and causes damage is chayav for any damage that he did. However, Isi ben Yehuda, who is a Tana, says that someone who runs on Erev Shabbos bein Hashmoshes and causes damage, he is potter, he's exempt for any damage that he does. And the reason for this is, says Isi ben Yehuda, because Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes, is Rots Bereshus. Towards the evening on Erev Shabbos, someone who runs is allowed to run because he has to get ready for Shabbos. So he's running for the mitzvah of getting ready for Shabbos, and therefore he's running Bereshus, he's permitted to do so, and therefore if he inadvertently causes damage, he doesn't have to pay for it. Now, the Hagras Ashri on this Gemara notes that Issi Ben Yehuda says someone who runs Bein Hashmoshes, which implies towards the evening, says the Al-Gawas Hashri, not, however, if he runs in the morning. That's the implication for the Gemara. If he runs in the morning on Erev Shabbos, he will be chai for any damage he does. Only if he runs Bein Hashmoshes. And Al-Gawas Hashri says, it's lav tafka mamish Bein Hashmoshes. Well, then earlier in the day, from the time when one starts preparing for Shabbos, which, says Al-Gawas Hashri, is Erev Shabbos, round about midday. From that point on, it's permitted to run the Tzorech Shabbos, and someone who does so will be potter for any damage that he causes. And the halacha indeed follows Issi ben Yehuda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha, perhaps that's why the Rambam doesn't bring down our Gemara la halacha, when the Ruch Chisda says one should get up early to prepare for Shabbos, early on Friday morning. From Issi ben Yehuda it's clear that the mitzvah of running to prepare for Shabbos is only Bein Hashmoshes, or perhaps earlier in the day from midday, but certainly not in the morning. So if we pass it like Issi ben Yehuda, that someone who runs in the morning is chayav for any damage that he does, it must be that we don't hold the Rav Chisda, who says there's a mitzvah to start preparing for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos as soon as it becomes morning. Now, the Beir Halacha himself points out that it's not muchach that this would be the case. It could be that Rav Chista is lahalacha, and there is a mitzvah erev Shabbos in the morning straight away to start preparing for Shabbos. However, you're not allowed to run to prepare for Shabbos because there's plenty of time. When always you've got the whole day in front of you, you're supposed to start immediately, but there's not a heter to start running in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore if you run on Friday morning and cause damage, you're going to be chayv. It's only towards the end of the day that when there's not much time left, then there would be a mitzvah to even run on Erev Shabbos if necessary in order to get everything done before Shabbos comes in. Then it would be called Rotz Bereshus. When in that case, there's no contradiction between the two halachas. There's a mitzvah to start preparing for Shabbos as soon as Friday morning breaks. However, you're not allowed to run to prepare for Erev Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim until it gets towards the end of the day. And therefore, I wouldn't explain entirely why the Rambam does not pass like Rav Chista. Bearing in mind this Nakuda says the Bialoch, I would point out that we would venture to disagree with the Hagos HaShur as well. Hagos HaShur says that this halacha of running, which makes you potter, would apply from midday. So the Bir Halacha, it's possible that Bein HaShemosh is to be taken literally. Even if there's a mitzvah to start preparing for Shabbos earlier in the day, the heter to run in the Rishus HaRabim and be potter for damages would only apply just before Shabbos comes in, when there's no more time to get things done before Shabbos comes in. There is another suggestion in a Kovetz called Kovetz Eidus. There's a Talmud Chacham Echod wanted to suggest the following explanation why the Rambam doesn't mention the halacha that the Chista says that one should prepare for Shabbos as soon as Friday morning begins. And he asks the following question: why does Rav Chista say there's a mitzvah to get up early to prepare for Shabbos? Surely this is a general halacha which applies to all mitzvahs. The Gemara in Pesach in Daf Dalet says, Kol Hayom Kosher Lemina, the whole day of the eighth day is kosher to do Brit Mila, and this is a reason Matin in the mitzvahs. We have a general klal that all mitzvahs one should do as early in the morning as possible. Shenema Vayashkim Avram Bavoker. We learn from Avram that you're supposed to do mitzvahs early in the morning. And therefore all mitzvahs we do as early as possible in the morning. Lulav have we shake in the morning, shofar we blow in the morning, or we wait for Musaf to grab it for the shofar for specific reasons. But we do that early in the day because of the general rule of the reason by doing the mitzvahs. So what's particularly necessary for Rav Chista to discuss the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos that he has to tell us that it's important to get up early in the morning to do it? Surely it's the same as any other mitzvah. What's the emphasis on this mitzvah that it's important to get up early in the morning? So the answer suggested is that every other mitzvah is the halacha of Zerizim Matinim. But getting ready for Shabbos, one might have thought, is not itself a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Shabbos. Preparing for Shabbos is preparing for a mitzvah. It's not itself a mitzvah. It's our achonah for a mitzvah. And I might have thought that for our achonah for a mitzvah, it's not necessary to get up early. Zerizim Matinim, the mitzvah, applies to the mitzvah itself and not to the preparation for the mitzvah. Says Rav Chista, no, there's a mitzvah to get up early on Erev Shabbos to start getting ready for Shabbos. From this we can see that the preparation for Shabbos itself is a mitzvah. It's not just a hachonah for mitzvah, but preparing for Shabbos is itself a mitzvah. And since it itself is a mitzvah, one should do it as early as possible on Friday morning, because there's reason by dealing with mitzvahs. In fact, it's the Gemara from various other places. As we mentioned earlier, the Gemara says that many Amoraim used to prepare themselves for Shabbos and do it individually rather than leave it for others in the household to do. And the klal the Gemara says that they used was mitzvah boy yosem b'shlucho. Then even though one can do a mitzvah via a shliach, via an agent, it's always best to do it oneself. Mitzvah boy yosem b'shlucho. Well, there it's talking about preparing for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So you clearly see from that Gemara as well that the mitzvah hachonah for Shabbos is not just a hachonah for a mitzvah, but the hachonah itself is a mitzvah, and therefore mitzvah by Yisum Mishnuchay. Suggests this chacham in the Sefer Kovetz Eidus that perhaps that's why the Rambam doesn't bring down Rav Chista's halacha that a person should get up early to prepare for Shabbos, because since the Rambam paskins and brings it on the halacha, the mitzvah by Yisrael Mishlucha with hachonos for Erev Shabbos, it's important for every individual, apart from making sure that everything gets done for Shabbos, to make sure he himself participates personally in the preparations for Shabbos. So the Rambam has already pointed out this halacha that the hachana for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos is itself a mitzvah, and therefore the Rambam did not need to point out that one has to do it early in the morning, because these are the 19 in the mitzvahs applies to all mitzvahs, and therefore the Rambam didn't feel the necessity to bring down his halacha Rav Chisda. A little bit of a doichek, because nonetheless Rav Chisda did feel the necessity to point it out. One would have expected the Rambam to bring it down, just like the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch bring it down. So it's a possible teretz. A third approach is particularly interesting from a Moshe Mordechai Shita, who is one of the poskim in Eretz Yisrael today, and he suggests something different altogether. As we mentioned earlier, the Gemara says that there's a difference of approach to preparing for Shabbos between Hillel and Shammai. Shammai used to prepare for Shabbos the whole week, whereas Hillel would say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide, and therefore even if he found food early in the week which might have been suitable for Shabbos, he didn't keep it for Shabbos because he had bitachon that on Erev Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide for everything. As we pointed out, the poskim say the halacha l'maaseh, we don't follow Hillel on this, only someone who has a mitzvah bitachon like Hillel can take this approach, but everybody else who doesn't have such a mitzvah bitachon is expected to follow Shammai and to prepare for Shabbos the whole week. Says Rav Karp, however, Rav Chisda himself was on the Madregas of Bitochon of Hillel HaZaken. We find the Gemara in Yuma got Ein Hail and Beit says, Rav Chisda Mishtachak Leit Beit Zevi. Rav Chisda used to find his food every day amongst the piles of wood. The Rashi explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Mazmin Le Panosofe, but there are nests every day. So much so, the Gemara says, that Rava, his Talmud, used to have his food provided for him every day by his oris, by his worker. And one day his worker didn't come to provide him with the food. And he rather wondered, why on earth I'm not getting my food today? And he went up to the roof and he heard a child saying, Apostle Yechavakuk Shomati Vatu Gaz Bitni. And he understood rather from this that Rav Chisda was Nifta. Says Rava, the only reason why I was zeichet to have my food provided for me every day by my tenant farmer without me having to do anything was in the schus of my Rebbe, Rav Chisda. When Rav Chisda was nifta, I also stopped getting my food automatically from my tenant farmer. So we see the mitzvah of Kal, Rav Chisda was on such a madrega of bitochen, he would go out every day and find his food then between the piles of wood. Exactly like Klal Yisrael in the Midbar would go out and find their mom in the Midbar every day. So Rav Chisda himself was for surely on the Madrigas Bitochon of Hillel HaZaken, the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lanu. And therefore Rav Chisda himself would not prepare for Shabbos earlier in the week, because he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide for him for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. And therefore Rav Chisda says, La'olam Yashkim Olam Mabreke Letzal Shabbos. When it comes to Erev Shabbos, now the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos applies, and not earlier in the week, and therefore one should get up early in the morning to start doing the mitzvah already, because it's reason when people the mitzvahs. However, the rest of us who are not on Rav Chisda's Madregas Bitochen, and we're not on the Madregas Bitochen Hillel HaZaken, for us, we have to follow Shammai, and we should be preparing for Shabbos the whole week. And therefore for us, there's nothing special about Friday with regard to preparing for Shabbos. And therefore for us, there's no necessity to get up early in the morning, Dafka, on Erev Shabbos, to prepare, because the mitzvah has already started earlier in the week, and has been applying all week. And therefore, says Rav Karp, for this reason, the Rambam did not bring down Rav Chisda's halacha of getting up early in the morning, because the Rambam is paskei halacha for everybody. Rav Chisda was saying for halacha for people on his madrega, but the Rambam was saying halacha for everybody else, and therefore he doesn't point out this halacha of getting up early, because it doesn't apply to everybody else who follows the mahalach of Shammai HaZaken. A fascinating approach from Rav Karp to explain why the Rambam doesn't bring down his halacha. However, halacha l'maaseh, as we said, the Shulchan Aruch does bring it down, and therefore we follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore it's important to remember there's a mitzvah to get up early Erev Shabbos, to start preparing for Shabbos. If necessary, one may even do it before tefillah, start preparations for Shabbos. However, before Kriya Shema halacha l'maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says one should not prepare for Shabbos, one should say Kriya Shema first. And all other mundane activities should be left until later. One should at least start preparing for Erev Shabbos before Shabbos comes in. And it's important to remember again, the general rule of mitzvah bo yisim v'shlucha applies even to the hachonos of Erev Shabbos, which are not just hachonos, but they themselves are a mitzvah. And therefore every person should actively take upon himself some preparation in the household for Shabbos, even if you've got other people to see to everything. Nonetheless, at least something should be done by each individual prepare for the great mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.